Ejata.
I hope that was noted also.
What do we need the money for?
Mr. Chairman, I think with regards to Ejapa, there are a few things that we need to assure ourselves of. I think first and foremost, the President has said that we resubmit it to Parliament. And so that shall be done, which then opens up all of the issues that have been brought to bear. But I think one thing I need to note is that truly, I mean, the basis of that transaction was an act that was passed, which was thoroughly debated, and we did not really move away from any edicts of that act. I think it is all of us looking at the state of the economy of a new normal, which seems to be global with regards to debt, and we're looking to interject equity into the way in which the country grows. But if you look at the powers of the fund, which this August House passed Act 978-3, the fund may create and hold equity interest in a special purpose vehicle, procure the listing of the special purpose vehicle on any reputable stock exchange, assign or transfer any rights of its mineral income to a special purpose vehicle, assign, transfer, or, you know, so I think we are in the right course. But the challenge for all of us is, as you look at the new normal in which there seems to be quite a bit of debt by all countries, what do we do with our natural resources to leverage it into equity? And I think that's a question we have to face. Now, as to how that is mobilized, the issues we contend with, I think that's the issues around that. But philosophically, I hope we are all going to come to terms with the reality of diversifying how we capitalize and fund our transformation, which we intend to do.